With your Radio K-Man News, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Police in Cayman Brac say a high-visibility operation late last week has led to two arrests and the seizure of drugs and cash. Officers, joined by Customs and Border Control and police from Grand Cayman, recovered suspected crack cocaine, ganja, and seized more than 31,000 Cayman Islands dollars. The suspects have been released on bail. The investigation is underway. What's a math student's favorite kind of tree? A geometry. Okay, let's leave the math to the experts over at today's Minds Inspired Challenge. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller is at UCCI's Sir Vassal Johnson Hall.
At 36 precisely placed tables, more than 80 local students from 8 public, private, and home schools across Grand Cayman are putting those big brains to the test in individual, team, and school mathematical events. It's the 13th Minds Inspire Math Challenge, which gives kiddos that are mathematically inclined a chance to shine. Today is the year 7, 8, and 9s, and the action continues tomorrow for the seniors, years 10, 11, 12, and 13, which will feature tougher questions and rapid-fire rounds. Reporting for Radio K-Man News from Sir Vassal Johnson Hall in the Minds Inspired Math Challenge, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The Cayman Islands' long-awaited Legal Services Act will finally be fully enforced from the start of next year, overhauling how local lawyers and law firms are regulated. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more on what the change means for the jurisdiction and for clients here and abroad.
Beginning the 1st of January 2026, every remaining part of the Legal Services Act will be in effect, completing a multi-year project to modernize regulation of the Cayman Islands legal profession. The act replaces the older Legal Practitioners Act and creates a single comprehensive framework for who can practice Cayman Islands law and under what conditions. Under the new regime, only properly qualified and admitted attorneys with valid practicing certificates will be allowed to provide Cayman legal services, whether they are based on island or overseas. The legislation also reinforces systems for legal education, discipline, and professional misconduct, aiming to improve standards and accountability across the sector. Government and industry stakeholders say the reforms are designed to protect clients while keeping Cayman competitive as an international financial center with strong, clear rules to support global regulatory expectations and bolster confidence in the jurisdiction's legal framework. With full commencement now set for New Year's Day, law firms and attorneys have just a few weeks to ensure they meet all the requirements. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The National Conservation Council wants to hear from you on a proposed management plan for Hemington Forest, the 194-acre home to Cayman Brac parrots and endemic mastic trees. The plan includes improvements to the Hemington Road Trail, a pedestrian path dating back to the 1800s. Department of Environment's Judy Hurlston.
According to the unverified accounts collected so far, Hemington Road was most likely named after Hemington Chess Foster, who would have originally established the pathway sometime in the latter half of the 1800s to access agricultural plots, originally known as halfway grounds, and to transport provisions across family-owned bluff lands.
Other upgrades include a new trail network, an observation tower, and new open-air information, shelter, and restroom facilities accessed from Songbird Drive.
The goal for the management of Hemington Forest National Park is to give the residents of Cayman Brac and their visitors an enjoyable and inspirational experience of the natural and human history of the land while cherishing, restoring, and protecting its natural biodiversity.
The public consultation closes tomorrow, so you need to get your information in as soon as possible. For more information, head online to conservation.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Vladimir Putin has confirmed that a team of American negotiators are scheduled to arrive in Moscow next week for talks on ending the war in Ukraine. He said a controversial peace plan promoted by Washington could form the basis for an agreement. But he also claimed there was no point signing any kind of deal with the Ukrainian government because Russia regards it as illegitimate. The director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, says the suspect in the shooting of two National Guard officers in Washington is an Afghan who worked with US forces in Afghanistan. It's reported he led a team of Afghan troops during the two-decade-long war and worked in cooperation with US and British forces. Emergency teams in Hong Kong are working to extinguish fires at a giant housing complex a day after the blaze broke out. 75 people are now known to have died. Close to 300 are still missing. Pope Leo has warned the future of humanity is at stake in his first overseas speech since taking up the papacy in May. Speaking in Turkey, the pontiff lamented the heightened level of conflict in the world. The lawyer for eight men found guilty of bombing a bridge connecting Russia with occupied Crimea says he'll appeal against their convictions. The attack 3 years ago was seen as an important blow against President Putin. The military in Guinea-Bissau has appointed a general to lead the country for the next year, a day after seizing power. The army has already blocked the release of Sunday's presidential election results. A study has found there are thousands more critically endangered African forest elephants than previously thought. DNA analysis from dung samples shows a 16% increase on previous studies. That's almost 135,000 of the herbivores. Researchers warn that although the figures are good news, there's no room for complacency. BBC News.